win, lose, or draw, the Suns versus other franchises out there as far as who would you rather be? Jim, who's the first team you want to throw out there?
Okay, let's start in the Western Conference. You know, for everybody, what we decided to do here was take a look at some of the other teams across the league that have a record similar to the Suns that are kind of in a bad position like the Suns are. And so let's start with Sacramento out west. And, you know, some of their key components that they have are DeMarcus Cousins, Tyreke Evans, Isaiah Thomas, and Thomas Robinson. Now, would you rather be the Kings in their situation or the Suns in our current situation?
You know what? They're going to be Tyreke Evans-less next year. I don't think they bring him back. They're led by DeMarcus Cousins, who had the I don't know what the FCC rates this, but he had the nut shot around the world yesterday where he just – that was just egregious. But looking at this team, I mean, outside of Thomas Robinson and Isaiah Thomas, DeMarcus Cousins – I don't love their head coach. I don't love their GM. I don't love their owners. I don't love their arena situation. I think if you're a Phoenix Suns fan, at least you know the team will be out here. At least you know you have a competent coach. And you have a few... I mean, they don't have a DeMarcus Cousins, but I think they have everything else. That I would say I'd rather be the Suns.
I would also say I'd rather be the Suns, but there is a little bit of a caveat there because DeMarcus Cousins, like you mentioned, although he's crazy and he has a likelihood of going down in flames, he also has a lot more potential than anybody on the Suns roster, and up to and including the potential to be, you know, a perennial all-star. Now, I kind of have my doubts that he can reach that potential, so I'll take the Suns there with you.
Yeah, and one thing real quick to follow up on Cousins and kind of a theme that I had for the Suns at the beginning of the year, probably about a third of the league, maybe closer to half of the league. If you put a competent borderline all-star on the Suns team, they're as good as about a third to half of the league. I mean, that this Suns team is filled with a bevy of pretty good and over-the-top good role players. I think that they have a bevy of them. They're very good across the board in role player talent. They just don't have that star, and I think you throw a DeMarcus Cousins or an O.J. Mayo who's proving that he can be a star at least this far, or James Harden, which we won't get into that rant, but you put a borderline star or a star on this roster, and I think they're a little bit over 500. They're very much Houston-like, and that's what they are compared to most of the league. And DeMarcus Cousins aside, I think the Suns are a much better situation than the Kings, and Cousins is just, he's a wild card. He's a very good wild card, but that's too much of a wild card for me. What's the next team you got?
Okay, we have the New Orleans Hornets. Main components on there are Anthony Davis, Austin Rivers, Ryan Anderson, and Eric Gordon.
Yeah, I think, I'm taking any team that has Anthony Davis. I don't care what the rest of the roster looks like. I think Anthony Davis, Ryan Anderson, and Austin Rivers, Gravis Vasquez, Al-Farouq Aminu. I'm not even going to mention Eric Gordon because I don't know if he plays a game for that team ever with the way things are going. He's very Andrew Bynum-like where he's kind of made his point that his heart's not there, so he's probably going to be elsewhere soon enough. They just got to figure out how that's going to happen. I would absolutely love to be them. And Monty Williams is a nice up-and-coming head coach. They got a good GM, new owners. It's going to put some money into that team. I mean, New Orleans might be one of the Memphis, Oklahoma City-type teams here in about 2 or 3 years.
Yeah, I agree with you there. Like you said, Eric Gordon aside, I like Ryan Anderson. I think he's got the ability to be a very good player in this league for a long time. And they have Anthony Davis. And unlike DeMarcus Cousins, who's a wild card, Anthony Davis, you know, not only has a higher ceiling, I believe, but also doesn't have any of those character issues. So I would absolutely rather be the New Orleans Hornets. The only thing that they don't have going for them is if they become the Pelicans, and then that would the Suns have them beat there for sure.
Oh yeah, I want to see the Pelican on the sideline though. I'm looking forward to that first game where New Orleans comes here, and if they decide to bring that Pelican, that'll be interesting. Yeah, I'll take New Orleans any day of the week. They got Anthony Davis, and I don't know how you like Ryan Anderson. He torches the Suns, but yeah, I get where you're coming from. He's a very, very nice player, and you stick him in a six-man role, and he's amazing. You stick him as a starter, and he's a good player, so you don't lose either way, and he's got a nice contract.
Okay, and that's Unfortunately, it for the Western Conference, there's only two teams kind of on the same level as the Suns at this point.
Whoa, so basically you're saying the Suns are, futuristic-wise, the third worst option as a Western Conference team out of 15 teams. That's not far off, but that's tough to say out loud.
Yeah, unfortunately, truth hurts sometimes because that pretty much looks that way. Teams above them like Portland, Houston, Denver, Minnesota all have a lot more going for them than the Suns right now.
Yeah, agree wholeheartedly. Who do we got out west or out east?
Okay, here we got some more teams. There's a lot of really bad teams out east. So the Suns have a lot more company and peers out there. So first let's start from the bottom. That would be Washington. And they have not a whole lot. They've got John Wall, who is out indefinitely. They have Bradley Beal, Jordan Crawford, and Kevin Serafin among their young players. And, their older players are, for the most part, I think, kind of garbage. That franchise is going nowhere right now that I can see. And I'll go first on that one and say that I would much rather be the Suns than the Wizards.
Okay, I'm gonna straddle the fence on this one and say draw for a few reasons. Now, the negatives are I don't love the way they handle head coaches. I don't love the way their general manager and front office runs things necessarily. But a healthy John Wall with a healthy Nene, with a healthy Brad Beal, with a top three pick, that team's not winning 20 games this year. They're getting a top three pick unless just karma hates them for getting John Wall and Brad Beal and all that recently. But they're going to add a top 3 to 5 talent in this coming draft. They have Nene on the block already, who's a go-to guy. They have John Wall, who can be a go-to guy. And they have Brad Beal that can develop into a third wheel or a fourth wheel and be pretty, I think he could be pretty fantastic when he's a third or a fourth wheel. I'm going to say draw because if they get a competent head coach and they have a philosophy, which they haven't had in years, that this team is very good. They've drafted pretty mediocre before they got John Wall and even a little bit after they got John Wall, but I think when you start sticking those mediocre pieces on the bench and you start to influx their talent and get kind of a philosophy, I think this Washington Wizards team has a direction once they get a coach that chooses what that direction is going to be. I would straddle the fence on Washington.
Yeah, I just don't see Nene really being a part of what they're trying to build. He's quite a bit older than the other young players that they might have as their nucleus, and I guess I'm just a little bit less impressed with some of the young talent they have there than you. And in terms of the top 3 to 5 pick, more likely a top 3 pick unless the lottery works against them. What's saying that the Suns won't have one of those this year?
That's true. I mean, that's one thing that you got to give the Suns is I'll say that they're for sure going to be in that top 10 range. They haven't proved that they'd be otherwise, but they're kind of in that flux of 5 to 6 teams in a cluster, and one game the wrong way and they could end up being the 9th or 10th team, and one game the right way they can end up being the 4th or 5th team, which is probably where their basement is right now with how bad some other teams are. Yeah, that's true. I mean, the Suns will definitely have a top 10 pick, and if the Lakers keep doing what the Lakers are doing, maybe they'll have 2 lottery picks and be able to manufacture that into something else. So Washington, I'll say draw. You disagree, which is okay. Who do we have next?
Okay, next as we move up the list would be the Toronto Raptors. And they have kind of a mix of some young players and some more established players. They have Bargnani, they have Kyle Lowry that are more polished players than some of the younger players. They have Ed Davis, DeRozan, who everybody that follows the Suns should be well-versed with since he kind of torched the Suns recently. Terrence Ross, and then the young center, Giannis Valanciunas.
I'm going to be pretty quick on them. The Toronto Raptors are just, they're not meant to be a good basketball club, and I love their talent. From a talent perspective, they're much more talented than the Suns. From a basketball operations perspective, they just, for some reason, they don't win. Even when they had Chris Bosh, they went to the playoffs 1 year with him. They don't win, no matter who they have on that roster, and I love the talent flux that they have. They'll have if they don't fall out of the top 3, Oklahoma City gets their pick. So if they're 1 or 2, they get to keep it. They have a ton of talent. They have a ton of upside. They have a ton of potential. But Bargnani and DeRozan are the most humdrum, starting stars on a team that you're ever going to find. They have those games against the Suns, and they have terrible ones the next day. So I think I'd rather be the Suns just from the perspective that Toronto, just that franchise, just they don't know how to win. I don't get it. It's hard to describe.
Yeah, I like their talent a lot better than the Suns. You said that you thought they maybe had a little bit of a plus there too. The biggest disadvantage that I see for them is it's going to be really hard for them to keep star players. They haven't been able to for the history of their franchise, and maybe with some foreign players they would have more luck. But just like Chris Bosh, you know, kind of made his way out of there, I don't see an ability to really retain all-star level quality players in Toronto. You know, that being said, for the near future here, I don't see the Suns having a whole lot of chance at acquiring a star player, so I'm going to make that one a draw. I'm going to do a push on that one.
Okay, fair enough. Who do we got next?
Okay, going up the list, we have the Cleveland Cavaliers, and they have a bunch of really good young talent. They have Kyrie Irving, Tristan Thompson, Deion Waiters, Tyler Zeller, and then they also have, as an established player, Anderson Varejao, who is right now, this year especially, easily better than anybody on the Suns roster. Kyrie Irving is outstanding. I see him being one of the top players in the league for a long time into the future, and so I will say that I would absolutely rather be the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Yeah, I'm going to keep that quick. You see how good Houston is with one player being added to a cast with James Harden. That's how good Kyrie Irving's better than James Harden. And I think that the Cleveland Cavaliers have a nice future. They drafted some quality role players to go around him. I would rather be Cleveland. Good coach, decent, you know, management system set up, and overall they just have a better top player and very similar cast around him. I'll go Cleveland.
Okay, so next we have the Detroit Pistons working up. In terms of veteran talent on that team, I'm not really impressed. I think that the Suns have more veteran talent than them. Younger players, they have Greg Monroe, who I really like, Andre Drummond, Brandon Knight, Kyle Singler. Andre Drummond is still new into the league. Brandon Knight, Singler, I don't see them as having really high ceiling. What do you think about them?
I am much higher. I think that they're building a team, so I think I'm much higher on Detroit than it sounds like you are. I don't love their coaching situation. They got a decent coach in there and Lawrence Frank, and I like what he does, but I don't think he has a great ceiling as a head coach. I think he's kind of peaked at where he's going to be. And, you know, Brandon Knight is good. You know, Rodney Stuckey is good. Kyle Singler is good. Andre Drummond is good. Greg Monroe is borderline above average good. Like, he's a step above those guys. They're going to have another high pick this year. They can draw in free agents because it's Detroit. It's not, you know, not as, it's parallel with the Suns, maybe a little bit better as far as free agent drawing. I think they have better talent across the board, and I think if you gave Gentry that team, that they probably wouldn't have started off the way they started, and they'd probably be in the running for that 7-8 seed out east, because the east is not very good as far as, like, the middle to lower half of the teams. I want to go Pistons on that one.
Okay. I think that I lean more towards the Suns there. You talked about, you know, free agency as a destination there. I think that the Suns is a better destination for players. I think that the climate out here, the lifestyle, everything is a lot more advantageous for the players. I think that they definitely prefer those types of things. I like Greg Monroe. I think he's still only 22, 23 years old, and I think he's got room to grow. And I think he could, possibly be a multiple time All-Star selection in his career. I think he's got that kind of ceiling to be a very good player. But I'm not in love with any of their other starters. Like you mentioned, Knight and Singler, a couple of these other guys. I don't see them as any better than, you know, average starters. Maybe I'm missing the ceiling on a couple of those players. A couple of them are still pretty young. But I would say that slightly I would rather be the Suns than the Pistons.
Fair enough. So I think we have two more Eastern Conference teams we're going to look at here, right?
Yes, we do. We have the Charlotte Bobcats next. Charlotte Bobcats with some young talent there, Biombo, Gerald Henderson. They just selected Michael Kidd-Gilchrist this year. Byron Mullins, Sessions. They've got Kemba Walker. So they've actually got quite a few young players. That's a relatively young team. I really like Gilchrist, and with you know, the number of young players they have there and the fact that they're still, you know, bad, they're going to get some more young talent on there. I think, you know, maybe not within a year to two, but definitely past that point, like 3-4 years, I think the Bobcats have a really good chance at being a playoff team. So based off of what they actually have now and the unknown with the Suns, I think that I would actually, as bad as this kind of sounds, be the Bobcats and the Suns.
I like Mike Dunlap as a head coach, but man, that was out of the blue when they hired him. The management we've talked, they got Rich Cho, who did a good job. He was with the Seattle when they were with Seattle, Oklahoma City, and he was with Portland when they made some good selections. He's been a part of some good drafts and some good team makeup. They're getting better there. Talent-wise, I think they just have a lot of pieces with zero identity, which is exactly what the Bobcats were when they were at the bottom of the league and when they were, you know, going to the playoffs. This one I'm gonna push a little bit closer to. I'd probably say draw on this one because you're right. They do have some young, exciting talent. But I think if you just label them player for player, you know, who would you rather have, and you start going across the board, it'd either be dead even or maybe the Suns would have just a slight advantage on who would you rather have. Yeah, I think I'm going to go draw on the Bobcats. It's tough because it's such an abysmal franchise historically so far, but they're doing some good things. They've lost, I think, 8 in a row now, so they're slightly worse than the Suns in terms of a losing streak after starting off 7-5. So, I mean, they're just as bad this year as most people thought they were going to be, despite getting off to a 7-5 start.
Yeah, I think that's fair where you have them. Just like the thing I like better about where the Bobcats are trending is, like I said, a lot of their core, their nucleus, are all young guys. They got a bunch of guys like 25 and under. And, you know, this year they're going to be able to add another lottery selection. And so they're kind of close to having a core of players where they could actually have like 8-9 players that are all going to be able to grow together as a team. They're going to have young players. And if, like you said, they have some parts that don't quite fit together, then I think a lot of those guys have trade value, so they'll be able to kind of move on the fly with that too. So the last team we have here is the Orlando Magic. And Orlando, I think, is the Eastern Conference version of the Suns. And they've beaten the Suns twice this year, pretty handily with a big comeback when we played them in Orlando. But I don't see a whole lot of good young talent on that team. They have some players like Aflalo and Davis, Redick, Jameer Nelson, that are good players, maybe not necessarily good starters, but at least decent average. But in a lot of ways, I mean, it mirrors, I think, the Sun situation.
Yeah, and you know, young coach that's getting this to take over, which might happen to the Suns here next year too. And, you know, they called it the Role Player Bowl. You know, we're in bowl season with college football. That was the Role Player Bowl in a lot of ways on Sunday night, where you had the Suns, who you can argue probably have one or two guys worth starting on almost any good quality team in the NBA, and the Magic have probably one or two guys that can start on a good quality team in the NBA. So I like their young guys a little better. I like the fact that they went really young. You know, they went and got rid of Ryan Anderson, which is, you know, good and bad in its own right, but they're able to develop younger guys now and see what they can get out of them. And Andrew Nicholson had a very efficient, good game. He hasn't had many of those all season, but he had one against the Suns, showed how good he can be. I like their youth. I think that they can get better over time. We'll see over time if Jock Vaughn is the guy to lead them. You know, he's a new coach, and I think he runs a lot of the stuff the Suns run. And what's kind of scary is, for as young as the Magic are and as bad as they can be, they run that offense better than the Suns are running their offense, and the Suns are more familiar with the offense. That's a little bit scary, is that Orlando's better at executing than the Suns. Suns are slightly more veteran than the Magic are. So I think on that one, I'm going to lean probably towards, I'm going to say, that one's a little tougher. I'm going to go draw on that one.
Yeah, I am as well. I think you could call Orlando Phoenix East and Phoenix Orlando West. At this point, I think that those are very, very similar teams. And I don't know that either of them really is moving towards where they want to be eventually on their identity. I think maybe Orlando might have a little bit better of an idea of what they want to be. But, you know, both of them are kind of stuck in between, like you had mentioned, with role players. And maybe Orlando has a slight edge in young talent, but I think they're very similar franchises at this point.
Yeah, so to run out the score real quick on this one, I'm going to call it Suns draw or other. I have two teams I'd rather be the Suns for, which is Toronto and Sacramento, three draws with Washington, Orlando, and Charlotte, and three others in New Orleans, Cleveland, and Detroit, meaning that we're probably looking at the Suns being one of the five worst teams future-wise and talent-wise and all across the board, unfortunately, right now.
Yeah, and I've heard people mention that a couple years back where they did the future predictions on the Suns, and lots of Suns fans didn't want to hear it at that time. And even I thought that was a little bit of a gloomy forecast, but you look at it now and things, you know, don't look very good. The trajectory does not look good. Those things can change, but right now it doesn't look good. I also saw today, which is kind of in line with this, and I know lots of people don't really like John Hollinger very much, but he had his playoff odds that came out today, and the Suns actually had the absolute worst percentage to make the playoffs at 0.3%. But they did have, I believe it was the fourth highest chance of winning the lottery. He gives them a 12.1% chance. So, you know, maybe at least we got that working in our favor.
So basically what you're saying, according to John Hollinger, is we can't win the lottery and we can't make the playoffs. Good grief, what's going on?
Yeah, that's kind of the way he breaks it down.
I mean, do you need much analysis at that point? All right, so run down yours real quick on where you had it as far as Suns draw and other, and then we'll preview the week coming up and we'll call this a wrap.
Okay, I had the Hornets that I called an advantage of them. I also like the Cavaliers better. I like the Bobcats better. I like the Suns better than the Wizards. I put the Magic as a push. I had the Kings as worse than the Suns. The Raptors, I believe I also had as a push. And now I'm drawing a blank on what I had with the Pistons. I think I still had the Suns ahead of them based on the free agent destination. So,
okay. So you were
similar
three.
To you, I had them kind of right in the middle of that pack, which would put them right in that area of like fourth to sixth worst in the league.
Yeah, you had 3-2-3, and I had a 2-3-2. You were a little. You know what? They mock you on the site for saying that you're too negative because you're too honest. And so far, I called them to be 0-4 last week. And I said that there's only two teams in the league I'd rather be the Suns versus being the other team. So I think I'm ending up getting rubbed off on by you or something because I'm slightly more negative than you are. Make sure you check out Jim on Bright Side of the Sun. Very, very good site. Arguably the best Suns website out there. I don't think there's a better Suns exclusive website out there than Bright Side of the Sun with what you and Dave and Seth and those guys do. I'm out there on SB Nation Arizona. Check out, if you didn't see it already, I strongly encourage you not to pimp out my own work, but check out the practice report from Tuesday, or rather Monday. A lot of stuff on there, a lot of content, a lot of, you know, insight that was going on with the team from practice. And that's it. That's a wrap. We'll talk to you guys next week.
Peace out.